The Killing Stones by Anne Cleves, read by Kenny Blythe. For Stuart Bain, Orcadian, reader and friend. Prologue. Archie Stoud screamed into the storm. His voice was as loud and echoing as a foghorn, but the noise of the wind blew the words away, scattered them like spindrift over the water, incoherent and pointless. The person they were aimed at couldn't have heard them anyway. The torchlight had already disappeared, swallowed up by the midwinter darkness, and Archie was alone. He was Orcadian, a Westry man, born and raised. He loved a good gale, the power and the drama of it. And there was a trace of childish pleasure in his fury now, an exhilaration. He loved a good argument too, especially when he knew he was in the right. That moment passed. He was dressed for the weather, but there was no joy in standing here, ancient bones and rocks under his feet, when the Pirowall Hotel bar was waiting for him, and his friends had been expecting him an hour ago. He imagined the warmth of the fire and the laughter when he arrived, soaking, his hair sleeked to his head, and his beard still dripping. Their words, "Where have you been, man? What the hell have you been doing out in this kind of weather?" There was still that problem that had been troubling him all day. Archie wasn't sure how that could best be dealt with. It wasn't something to discuss with Vela, certainly. If his father had still been alive, he might have known the right thing to do. For the island and the family. Then it came to Archie that he could talk to Jimmy Perez. Jimmy was his oldest and closest friend, a relative of a kind. Jimmy was a wise man. He could tell what other folk were thinking and feeling. Archie would phone him first thing in the morning. That decision made, it felt as if a weight had been lifted from him, and he shone his torch away from the sea and towards the path to his car. The light coming his way almost seemed like a reflection of his own torchlight at first, wavering through the gloom. Archie stood where he was, curious, waiting for it to reach him. He saw a figure appear before him, shapeless, wrapped in a waterproof that reached to the boots. Anonymous until Archie shone his torch into the face.
"Ah," he said. "So it's you."
Chapter 1. Willow loved getting to the islands by ferry, even now with a baby in her belly and a 4-year-old to care for, and the boat already late because of the earlier storm. Winter in Orkney stirred her like no other season. It was the exhilaration of wild, windy days and the chance of exploring the island's secrets alone for a while, until the tourists came again. Digging in, rooting herself and her family in this place, because she and her man, Jimmy Perez, had already decided that they would never leave here. She'd treated herself to a Magnus Lounge pass, and sat on one of the comfortable sofas with James lying sleeping on her lap, staring out at the darkness and then at the approaching lights of home, thinking that if she weren't pregnant, she'd be raising a glass of Highland Park malt whiskey to this place and her life here. She'd been south to visit an elderly relative in Aberdeen while she could still travel, and now she was glad to be coming home again. The child was due in 6 weeks' time. She'd be giving birth to a winter baby, and that thrilled her too. The lounge was almost empty. There weren't many visitors at this time of year, and most of the locals were in their cabins. She'd never been seasick, and James seemed to have inherited her resistance to the affliction. The boat would move on to Shetland once they'd stopped in Kirkwall. Shetland would always be special to her. Jimmy Perez had been born in Fair Isle, the southernmost island in the group, and Shetland was where they'd met, but gentler, more fertile Orkney was the home they'd made together.